And now we're going to talk with an undecided voter who, well, may or may not fit Andy Kohut's profile. Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Fine, and you should introduce yourself. Is it Constance Griffin?
Constance or Connie. But most people know me as Connie.
Connie Griffin. Yes. And you're joining us from work in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And, of course, most important thing, you're an undecided voter.
Very much so undecided.
Hmm. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Well, that's younger than our pollster's profile of the typical undecided voter, but you're obviously, you're a woman. How would you describe yourself by race?
I'm white.
White. And would you consider yourself religious?
Yes, very much so.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
What level of education have you achieved?
I have a technical degree, and I'm very close to earning an associate's degree.
Close to earning an associate's degree, but with a high school diploma already, obviously.
Yes.
And you have a family?
Yes, I'm a single mother of two.
Are you a registered Republican or a registered Democrat?
I'm a registered Democrat.
And did you vote in a Democratic primary this year for president?
Actually, I voted in the Republican primary this year.
You did? For whom?
I voted for Huckabee.
Okay. Well, it's come down to Obama and McCain.
Yes.
Is it conceivable to you that at this late date you still could vote for either one?
Yes. It changes almost per conversation or per article, or it's very much so a seesaw effect, back and forth, as I weigh the positives and the negatives.
So it's not entirely true that you're undecided. You've decided many, many times, you're telling me, in this
yeah,
campaign.
That's a good analogy, yes. Many
good way to put it. What is it that attracts you? Well, let's first of all, John McCain. What is the positive part about possibly voting for McCain when you're on a McCain day?
When I'm on a McCain day, his history of service, mm-hmm. his experience, I am not concerned about his age by any means. I like some of his views, but I really just, I'm not hearing a lot on the economy,
mm-hmm.
the positive things about what we're going to do to improve it.
And when it's an Obama day and you think you might in fact vote for the Democratic candidate, what are the things you like enough about Barack Obama to make that seem plausible?
His sense of optimism. Yeah, he has a strong sense of optimism and a message of hope, and he, you know, he says, this is how I would like things to be. Well, I understand you would like to provide free education, and you would like to lower taxes on the working class, but let's be realistic in today's economy and today's society, and tell me your plan.
So your question about the practicality of the Obama plans,
right.
That's a negative there, and your question about not enough on the economy is a negative for McCain.
For both sides. It mm-hmm. really is. When McCain actually talks about it, what I hear is the same thing that we've already had. And, look around, it's not working. You know, and this whole bailout thing, hey, nobody's bailing me out. I go to work and I pay my bills.
Well, speaking of financial decisions, are you a homeowner? Do you have a mortgage that's reset recently, or a huge credit card debt? What are things like for you?
What are things? Okay, things are like for me because I am a budget. I have at one point, I have a past bankruptcy, and I learned from that mistake. Like I said, nobody paid, nobody bailed me out, and I did repay most of that. And 80% of my bankruptcy was medical bills.
Really, really?
Yes, it was. And you know, there was nobody there to help. We had pull ourselves up and do it ourselves. And yes, I do own my home, but I went in and I bought property that I could afford. And I did have people pushing me, trying to get, I only make $23,000 a year, yet they were trying to sell me $100,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And telling you could have the loan if you needed it. You
absolutely.
Could qualify, despite a past bankruptcy even.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just looked at them and said, no, just because I can afford to make the payment on this home, what's going to happen if I lose my job? What's going to happen if my car tears up? What's going to happen if I have to replace the roof?
Well, I'm curious. You remain undecided, or as we've concluded, you've decided multiple times. are your friends, neighbors, family, have they all typically gone one way, or do you day-to-day meet people who are, on the one hand, supporting McCain and others supporting Obama?
My family is split right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Really.
Right down the middle. I have my grandparents have always voted Democrat, and they will continue to vote Democrat because that's what their party says. They very much vote down party lines. And then there's others that are going to vote Republican because that's what they do. And they have the other family members like me. We don't know what we're doing. You know, I honestly don't know. pray, and when I walk in, and there's my little punch board in front of me, I'll just make my decision.
Okay, Constance Griffin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Griffin spoke to us from work in Nashville. She lives in McEwen, Tennessee, and works for the Tennessee Department of Corrections.